Manatee Memorial Hospital, providing advanced healthcare services in a caring and compassionate environment, presents Manatee Talk Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, more than 12 million Americans are severely overweight. For many, severe obesity is a matter of life and death. Many people who are seriously overweight have tried different diets, medications, and professional weight loss services for years without long-term success. My guest today is Dr. Stelios Rekas. He's the medical director of bariatric surgery at Manatee Memorial Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rekas. Who should consider bariatric surgery, and are there certain parameters to consider when they're thinking about surgical weight loss?
Sure. When we talk about bariatric patients or people that actually qualify for surgery, on average, people have to be about 100 pounds above their ideal body weight. There's something called a BMI, which is a formula people can find online that they can calculate their risks and qualifications. On average, people have to have a BMI of greater than 35 with different medical problems such as diabetes, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, or being about 100 pounds above their ideal body weight.
So along with these parameters that they must fulfill, are there other parameters such as psychological counseling that's involved in considering this type of surgery?
Absolutely. So bariatric surgery is a very specialized surgery that we perform, and all of our patients have to go through a very rigorous and comprehensive pre-screening setup. And that involves meeting with a surgeon one-on-one for a direct consultation and getting evaluated by a psychologist or a psychiatrist to make sure our patients understand surgery. We put them with dietitians. We have them join support groups. And by the time our patients are ready for surgery, they have a very clear understanding of what to expect during surgery and how to best take care of their surgery to improve and maintain the results afterwards.
And Dr. Rekas, as far as advance of the surgery, do you want them still trying to diet and exercise before they would go on have one of these procedures?
Absolutely. So what we know is that patients that really take part in their care, that focus on lifestyle, managing their diet, incorporating exercise into their daily life before surgery, actually have better outcomes after surgery. So I tell all my patients the same thing, that these surgeries are tools that, if they're not used correctly or accurately, won't have as good of results. So the lifestyle is very important, the diet, the exercise, and making sure our patients put in to their health, their rewards are much better.
And as a tool to help with weight loss, tell us about the different procedures that you perform at Manatee.
So the two main procedures that are being performed by us at Manatee are the gastric sleeve surgery, and the newest surgery we offer is an Orbera intragastric balloon. The surgeries are a little bit different. The first procedure, called a sleeve gastrectomy, involves removing 3/4 of the stomach through small incisions that we call laparoscopic surgery. And on average, these patients go home after 1 or 2 days in the hospital. Most people lose about 70% of their extra weight with this surgery, and we've had some very amazing results with this. The other procedure that we're offering routinely now is something called a gastric balloon. And this is a new procedure that's not quite a surgery. There's no cutting or incisions. It also involves gently sedating our patients and placing a balloon in their stomach under a light sedation, which takes up room in their stomach, helps them with diet and exercise lose about 30 to 40% of their extra weight.
So when they've had these procedures, then what can they expect afterwards as far as their, let's start with the laparoscopic gastric sleeve. What can they expect as far as their ability to eat afterwards?
With the sleeve gastrectomy, you are removing about 3/4 of the stomach after surgery. So most patients are limited to what they can eat in the first few months after surgery. So we start all our patients off on a liquid diet, and then slowly over the next 6 to 8 weeks, they gradually go back to a more normal diet. So after about 2 to 3 months, patients are eating normal foods like anyone else, but because they have a smaller stomach, when they eat a smaller amount of food, they get that sense of fullness faster, so they get full faster.
And what about with the intragastric balloon? Does that change their eating habits, or does that just make them feel full faster?
So again, with the gastric balloon, what you have is a very similar system in place. Instead of cutting out stomach, you're putting in a balloon in the stomach, so the stomach feels as getting getting filled up faster. So again, both these surgeries work on restriction. So with the gastric sleeve, you have a small stomach that fills up quickly. With the gastric balloon, you're not actually cutting the stomach, but you're putting something in the stomach. So you eat a small amount of food and you feel that you've eaten a big plate. plate of food. So that helps people maintain diet and exercise. And with eating a small amount and getting that sense of fulfillment, it helps people maintain a healthy diet and exercise pattern to get the same weight loss results that that they can without.
And Dr. Reckes, people hear about gastric bypass and that that's not reversible. Is the gastric sleeve reversible?
Both those procedures are non-reversible. That's one of the benefits of the gastric balloon. A lot of patients are afraid of taking that step to surgery. So this is a step, this is a surgery, this is a procedure that we do that doesn't involve any permanent adjustments to the body. Theoretically, the bypass can be reversed, but very few people have actually had that done.
And then what would you like them to know? And you mentioned the word that it's a tool to help with weight loss. What would you like them to know, patients to know about lifestyle management after procedure?
So education is a very big thing that we really do in our program, and we're very proud of the program that we've established here at Manatee Memorial Hospital. We have the only real comprehensive bariatric program in the county. We have support groups. We have seminars every month for our patients. We have online support tools for our patients. So the lifestyle changes, the support, the education, those, in my opinion, are how you differentiate good results versus great results. We have a very large amount of dietitians, patient educators, bariatric coordinators that we work with, both in the hospital and in our office. So we set up our patients for long-term results, and we make sure that they have all the tools that they need to improve their health over the long run. And we're really concerned here about long-term results, not just 1, 2, 3 years after surgery. So the educating, the support are all really integral in the procedures that we do here, and I think that's why we have the outcomes that we do.
And in just the last few minutes, Dr. Reckes, what should people who are trying to lose a large amount of weight think about when seeking care?
The important thing when you're talking about weight loss is that surgery isn't for everybody. You know, surgery is really for people that have tried diet and exercise and have failed, and they need a little more help to help them optimize their life. So in people that are interested in surgery, I think it's important, number one, to really look and see what they can do on their own. And then when they need help, they can always start off by talking to their medical care doctor, getting a referral. And I think they should shop around. I think they should do their research. And we have consultations here for our patients. We have free seminars every month for people that are interested. So I would tell them, do the best they can. Try diet and exercise. But when they find that they need a little more help, I think that we have a lot of options that we can offer our patients that can help them.
Thank you so much, Dr. Reckes, for being with us today. You're listening to Manatee Talk Radio with Manatee Memorial Hospital. For more information, you can go to manateememorial.com. That's manateememorial.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Manatee Memorial Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Individual results may vary. There are risks associated with any surgical procedure. Talk with your doctor about these risks to find out if bariatric surgery is right for you. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.